Credit Suisse First Boston has agreed to pay $100 million to settle charges that it struck illegal deals to profit from initial public stock offerings. It's one of the largest settlements of its kind. CSFB and other large investment banks still face a staggering number of class action lawsuits. They were filed by investors who lost money during the internet stock boom. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
As one of the major underwriters of stock offerings back during the height of the internet craze, Credit Suisse First Boston decided which investors got to buy shares of some hot technology companies at the opening price before they were bid up in the open market. Regulators alleged that CSFB arranged illegal kickbacks through which some hedge funds and other investors that got those shares funneled up to 65% of their profits back to CSFB by paying abnormally large brokerage fees. And the profits were huge, says University of Florida finance professor Jay Ritter.
A company called VA Linux went public at $30 a share, where Credit Suisse First Boston was the lead underwriter. At the end of the first day of trading, the stock price was at $239 a share, up almost 700%. This was the highest percentage increase in the history of the U.S. IPO market.
Securities and Exchange Commission Regional Director Wayne Carlin says CSFB made some $70 million through these kickbacks on initial public offerings, or IPOs.
CSFB improperly took advantage of its position as underwriter. A broker-dealer cannot share in the profits of a customer account, and it was in clear violation of that rule.
Credit Suisse First Boston declined an interview. Under the settlement, CSFB will pay $100 million to regulators, but neither denies nor admits guilt. Jay Ritter says the penalties were the best the company could hope for, given the amount of money involved. But he says CSFB is still facing class action lawsuits brought by investors.
The $100 million settlement is small potatoes compared to the potential amounts of money involved in the class action litigation.
CSFB and just about every other major IPO underwriter, including Merrill Lynch and Goldman Sachs, are facing allegations of illegal activity contributing to the internet stock bubble in an unbelievably large number of lawsuits, about 1,000 separate class action suits.
Huge. Probably the biggest aggregation of individual class actions ever brought.
Mel Weiss is the lead lawyer chairing a plaintiffs' committee. He says many of these underwriters demanded that to get IPO shares, investors had to agree to buy more of the stock later that day at much higher prices in the aftermarket. That, he says, guaranteed that the stocks would continue to rise. In addition, he says the firms continued to artificially inflate these stocks by having their analysts hype them up.
The IPOs were rigged. They also, we claim, were using the analyst reports to continue the artificial aftermarket activity. I think this was responsible for a lot of the explosive conduct in the marketplace during that 2 or 3 year period, because everybody got caught up in an artificial euphoria.
Weiss says these big investment banks should be held accountable, both to professionals who lost money and to unsophisticated individual investors who lost their savings when these stocks later plummeted. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.